Barbarian Tribes of Rome, Germanic Religion, Part 5, Documents. Our first documentary contact with Germanic religious beliefs comes from the descriptions of Latin historians of the ritual of the Cimbri and the Teutons. After a successful battle in the early stages of the conflict with the Romans, the victors are described as sacrificing the prisoners taken in the battle to the gods. They were led up to a large cauldron, and there they were held over the edge, and their throats were cut by the priestesses of the Cimbri and the Teutons, who then made their prophecies from the swirling blood in the cauldron. Rather a gruesome proceedings, but there is no reason to doubt its authenticity. Such wholesale blood sacrifices seem to be a rather part of sun worship than the darker, more mysterious rites of the Mother Earth. Caesar has a brief comment also to make. Quote, they, the Germani, have no druids to control religious observances, and they are not much given to sacrifices. The only beings that they recognize as gods are things that they can see, and by which they are obviously assisted, the sun, the moon, and fire. The others, they've never really heard of. End of quote. It seems to be quite correct that there was no organized priestly caste amongst the Germanic people, such as the Celts had in the Druids, but still there were certain individuals who on the proper occasions performed the ceremonies of sacrifice and the consultation with the divinities. They were in some ways associated with the interpretation of the will of the gods, even though they may not have belonged to any official organization, which could be described in the same terms as the organization of the Druids. We have already seen that these priests were required to administer punishment to those who were regarded as having transgressed against the customs of the tribe, and consequently as having offended the gods. In later Icelandic sagas, we hear of priests who had certain defined duties to perform. When Caesar says that the Germani were not much given the sacrifice, he was apparently thinking of the multitude sacrifices common in Roman practice of the day. Not only sacrifices which pertained to the Roman state religion, but also the many rites which flowed into Rome from the mystery religions of the Eastern Empire. By comparison, the Germani paid very little attention to sacrifices, but the blood sacrifices of the Cimbri and the Teutons show that the practice was far from being unknown, and in addition, there are many examples of offerings to the gods in the form of huge masses of weapons and booty committed to the earth as a thanks offering to the gods for the victory granted. That the Germani and their religious observances recognize only such objects as they can see was a rather inaccurate way of stating the facts. They could see the sun, the moon, and fire, but the Germanic religion was much more complex. Unfortunately, Caesar does not specify just what divinities were worshipped under these designations. The sun and the fire are closely associated with the worship of the sky god, but the moon belongs to the earth mother. Now Tacitus is a little bit more explicit than Caesar. Quote, they worship Mercury more than any other of the gods. They don't think it wrong to propitiate him on certain days with human sacrifices. Hercules and Mars they appease with more venial sacrifices. A portion of the Suebi also sacrifice to Isis. The origin of this foreign rite is quite uncertain, but the symbol itself is made in the shape of a galley, which shows that the worship is imported. However, they consider it ill accords with the majesty of the heavenly being to co-opt them within walls or depict them in any human shape. They consecrate groves and woods and give divine names to the mysterious abstraction which they see by the eye of the awe alone. End of quote. It's generally agreed that under the Roman name of Mercury, the Germanic Wudan is meant. Mars is Tui, Germanic Tuas, and Hercules is Donar or Thor. Not that there were exact similarities, but when the Germanic prisoners of war or Germanic soldiers in the Roman army were explaining these matters, they recognized a sufficient number of common traits to identify Germanic gods to the Romans in this manner. Already by the time of Tacitus at the end of the first century, in the area of more or less direct contact with the Romans, Wudan had displaced Tui as the chief god. Although this may not have been general amongst all Germanic peoples at this time, nevertheless, it indicates a tendency which spread widely and which by the Viking Age had become the cornerstone of religious belief in the north. The mention of Isis does not necessarily mean that this is a foreign goddess or a foreign rite, as Tacitus thought. This could be any of the Germanic goddesses of fertility origin identified with Isis because of obvious similarities, and particularly so because of the symbol of the ship, a fertility symbol. The symbol does not show that the rite had been imported, since it is found in Germanic territory in the Bronze Age. Generally speaking, it is correct that the Germanic people had no temples for their gods, that they utilized the woods and sacred groves, nor a general rule did they make images of their gods until later times. But there are exceptions. In another passage, Tacitus refers to the earthborn god Tuisto. He had three sons, after whom the tribes nearest the sea are called Invenoni, those in the interior Herenmenones, and the rest Istavones. This is actually an explanation of the origin of man rather than the origin of the gods, except that Tuiso is spoken as earthborn, which indicates the Mother Earth religion played a very prominent role in the formation of the religious beliefs of the Germanic people. It is nothing unusual to attribute divine origin to the original founders of the tribes or of royal families. This is quite common practice in Anglo-Saxon tradition, where the ancestors of many of the kings are traced back to the gods of heathen days, and then under influence, Christian influence, to Noah. The real importance of the passage is the respect to the religious belief of the times in reference to the origin in the fertility religion. Now next time we're going to look at the three main deities of the Germans, and that is Wudan, Tui, and Thor. Now the source for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.